ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You gotta stay focused.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. We are live from the Pirate Ship on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's out-of-conference inter-county matchup with Monroe in town to take on Porter Ridge. Coach, I got a feeling this game will be a little bit more faster.
Yeah.
More fluid.
Yes, I think all those things. Many those two things and more.
The Redhawks come into tonight's action 1-0 overall, have not played since December 18th. They beat Pageland. Historically, they always don't usually play in a holiday tournament because usually the football team is playing later into the year. And if you know Monroe, you play football, you play basketball, you run track.
Yep.
And Johnny Sal coaches all three. So this is what they usually do. So they don't usually have a lot of games under their belt once they start the first of the year.
Right.
And they are led by junior guard Jordan Young, 14.5 points last year, 3.5 rebounds, 4 assists. Second team all UC Hoops, first team all Rocky River. And then sophomore wing was Bryson Simpkins at 7 points, 4 rebounds. He was part of the all-newcomer team last year. And other than that, they've got pretty much a new team as well. We talk about Cutherson with an overhaul. They've got a lot of influx of new blood here at Monroe on the basketball team.
Well, and I think that, you know, every year you want to get to the Monroe boys early because I think, you know, they have less experience at this time of the year than everybody else.
And there is a difference between football shape and basketball shape.
Sure, and these guys haven't been working on their basketball skills. You know, I mean, they've been out on the football field. And, you know, I'm excited to see this, though, because I think that Coach Sal's been doing this for a long time now. He knows what he wants to get done. They play a slow, methodical style. They do that matchup zone that gives coaches fits.
Yep.
They are slow on the offensive end, and they got some good athletes. And I think when you do if you get the other team to play your game with the athletes that Monroe has, I mean, they're always in it. So I think that the biggest thing to me, as far as they're concerned, is their lack of experience so far this year. Porter Ridge hasn't had a super successful wins and loss season so far, but they played some good teams.
They are 4-9 on the season, coming off playing in the Audrick Hill Holiday Tournament, where they won 1-2, beating Providence, but then losing to Audrick Hill and then losing to Charlotte Latin in the third place game. They are led by junior guard Samaji Long, the transfer from Winston-Salem Glen. Page or Glen? One of the two. 16.5 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, had a season-high 30 against Forest Hills. He has scored 20 or more points in the last 4 or 5 games. Next to him, Jacob Conroy, a sniper, 7.8 points a game, 33% from 3. He had 14 in week 1 against Union Academy. And then underneath, they've got Dennis Karuchus, the big senior wing, 7 points, 5 rebounds. And then junior guard Garrett Cox at 7 points, 3 rebounds. And they are coached by Garrett Malone.
Yeah, and, you know, as I said, I feel like they've played, some good teams early on, and results aren't great, but there's definitely potential on this team, and I think they're able to compete in this county and this conference.
Those are the guys that are typically the starters, but what they've added is they've added Rayshon Elmore, 6'3 wing from the football team, and then the quarterback, Jared Lockhart, 6'5 wing. Now, maybe not the most fluid scorers, long,
right,
good defenders, and when I saw them play, they were still in that football mode where they came in with no fouls and left the game with 5.
Yeah, and there's some good size on this team. I mean, like you said, the Karuchu brothers,
yep,
are both good-sized kids. Dennis has played basketball for quite a while, and you know, he puts a lot into it, and I've seen him improve a lot. I've seen him at Carolina Courts quite a bit. The younger one, Onur, I think is how you,
yep,
say it. You know, he's a little more raw, but he's also younger. But, I mean, he is a specimen size-wise. And if these guys put it together,
they're big.
They are. They're not. I mean,
they're
tall, but they're, yeah. So, you know, we'll see if they can put this mix together and get them playing good basketball.
We're about 2 minutes and 10 seconds away from the tip of the tonight's boys game, Porter Ridge Monroe. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's 12 bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
No one likes to feel stuck, boxed in, or held back, especially by something like your cloud. It's a problem, but the IBM cloud is different. It's open and flexible enough to manage all your apps and data securely, anywhere, across all your clouds. So it can help take on anything, from rebooking flights on the fly to restocking shelves on demand, without getting in your way.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Avery, Ryan Cook. Starting lineups about to be announced. We'll go with Monroe. It'll be Keegan Chambers, the quarterback, Bryson Simpkins, Xavion Ivey, Jordan Young, and Micah Allen. Now, Jordan Young, I'll tell you what, you talk about a kid that's an athlete.
Yeah.
Do you remember his brother? Derek Young.
Okay.
Who is the fourth all-time leading rebounder at Union, in Union County history, and played at Union Academy.
Okay. I should have known that was the connection.
And Jordan is highly touted Division I. That team that got beat last night, they're looking at him.
Yeah.
Down there in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very athletic.
Not a great shooter, but can score when needed and likes to run the point for Coach Sal. For Porter Ridge, it'll be Dennis Carucci, Samaji Long, Jacob Conroy, Garrett Cox, and Bryce Yelverton.
Yeah, and you mentioned Conroy being a sniper, and he has a good-looking left-handed shot, but he also is very unselfish, does a good job passing the ball, you know, seeing the floor and setting other people up.
Coach Brown. Dennis is not starting.
Coach Brown in the house.
Oh, yeah.
He's not part of the coaching staff anymore.
No,
right?
No, he was last year. I think he helped Coach Malone out a bit last year.
But, yeah, to your point, I'm kind of surprised that Dennis Carucci's not starting. Isn't he generally a starter as far as you know? Or you guess you don't really know, do you?
He started week one against Union Academy. I mean, he was typically a starter. Porter Ridge in the home whites, trimmed in purple. Monroe, the road red, trimmed in white. Porter Ridge right to left. Monroe left to right on your internet dial. What's the longest break you've had? I mean, December 18th. And today's the 2nd. I mean, that's a good 3 weeks almost.
Yeah, it is. I would not be happy about that. You know, I wouldn't want to go that long and come back out. At least you're not playing conference here, you know.
No, that's true. Allen and Carucci will jump center. Again, Porter Ridge right to left. Monroe left to right on your internet dial. Tip in the air and one by the Pirates into the backcourt to Long. This is the first time you're seeing the transfer of Samaja Long.
It is.
Long with it up top over to Cox. Cox with it. Right wing, up top to Yelverton, a deep threat if needed. Back to Long, Back up top to Conroy, a three. Got it.
That was quick and confident.
Young will run point, and he hands off to Chambers. The transfer from Chesterfield in the offseason last year, now plays quarterback. Right side over to Simpkins. Back up top, they get it over to Ivy. Left wing to Young, guarded by Cox. On the block to Simpkins. Pump fake, up, blocked by Carucci. It'll stay Red Hawk basketball.
Yeah, he's a good sized body in there.
Just a sophomore.
Sure. I think it's getting a little chippy already.
Up top, they get it to Simpkins. Simpkins with it, guarded by Long between the circles. Hands off to Chambers. Chambers with it, guarded by Conroy. Left wing. Ivy with it now, looking for help. Skip it up top to Young. Jordan's going to drive, spin, leaves it underneath for Simpkins, out of bounds. Pirate basketball. Monroe's got a pretty good front line with Simpkins.
Oh, yeah. Not a very big student section yet.
No.
Might be too early. They might be coming still.
Long across the top with it between the circles.
There's a lot going on already.
Which is kind of interesting. There's not a real rivalry, you think. Conroy, a three. No good. Rebound by Cox. He went high for it. Pulls it down. Over to Long up top to reset the offense in front of us. Now they switch, and again, you're doing that matchup zone like you'd said Coach Saul's famous for.
That's tough.
Cox, dribble drive, kicks off into the corner. Long, a long three. No pun intended. Rebound by Young. Carucci went for it. Now Long, Monroe has it. Young with it. He'll walk it across the timeline. Cox will pick him up and put the volleyball line. 6:05 to go here. Pirates up 3-0. Into the corner to Allen. Up top to Simpkins.
Yeah, they're going to run flex.
Old school UCLA.
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, they're not really doing much of it. Good D by Porter Ridge. Not letting them on those back screens. Chambers drive. Hang, shot, no. Rebound, kept alive. Carucci's got it. Over to Long. Samaji's going to go right down the lane. Off to Cox. Up, no good, but he's fouled. And Garrett Cox will go to the line for two.
Definitely some impressive athletes out there.
Ball's going to be on Ivy, his first, team first. I love the red uniform and the purple shoes.
Yeah.
By Jordan Young.
Yeah.
First one up and good by Cox. 5:39 to go here. You're right about chippiness.
I've seen Carucci
and Chambers, he left the free throw line.
I've seen it with Conroy and Young already, I think, too.
Interesting. Cox up on the second is good. 5-0 here. Porter Ridge with 5:38 to go. Chambers across the timeline with a pass. Right wing over to Young. Jordan with it. Right wing. Dribble drive up top to Simpkins. Simpkins with it now. Gets a screen by Ivy. Going to drive. Hang. Shot. Glass. Good.
That's
and a little loud.
Little celebration.
Yell. Long drive. Kick out top. Yelverton. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound by Carucci. Can't save it, so he's out of bounds. It'll be Monroe ball.
Yeah, so I guess when you're playing against this Monroe matchup zone, you're trying to decide, are you just going to settle for threes all night and kind of deep ones? Because right now that's what Porter Ridge is doing.
Yep, they've
got
three.
Some open ones.
They're one of three.
But kind of deep, and I think you got to pick it apart. It's a lot easier said than done.
Young across the timeline to Simpkins on that right wing. Allen now into the corner. Back up top, Chambers with it, guarded by Long. Back to Allen in the corner, now to Young. Around that perimeter for the Redhawks, Simpkins.
They got to want to keep driving to the basket.
Pull up from 15, off the window, no good. Rebound by Carucci. Over to Long. And Samaja will bring it across. 4:35 to go. Through the legs. Yelverton, right wing. Makes some space, back into the corner to Long. Yelverton is more of a standstill shooter. Cox, a three, no good. Rebound by Carucci, put back, good, no foul call.
Nice.
Letting them play underneath.
They are.
7-2, and you hear Coach Sal there to our left.
Yep.
Got a box out. Young across the timeline. Conroy on him at the free throw line. Now back up top to Simpkins. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left wing back to Young. Jordan with it above his head. A screen. He'll use it. Simpkins. Hang. Shot by Young. No. Rebound put back. No. Young's got it again on the block. Up glass. Too strong. Pulled away by Porter Ridge. Long's got it. Wants to push. Drive right down the lane. Good. 9-2 Pirates.
Probably can't let it go too much longer without trying to kind of regroup the guys here.
Left wing over to Simpkins. Cut through by Chambers.
Oh, yep.
Letting him play. I'm telling you what. Cox at the deck.
I don't know how
that was. A screen by Allen.
Illegal screen.
Baseline goes out of bounds. Saved it, but he stepped on the end line, did Simpkins.
Man.
Turnover, Pirate ball.
Allen. I thought Allen's illegal screen there was one of the most easy calls I've seen in a while. He just literally stuck that leg out. And
he hit the deck, too. He sold it.
Literally everybody stopped. Everybody stopped. And they're like, okay, no.
Long across the timeline. Chambers on him, back up top. Conroy and Allen on the block, back boxing out and just going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Back up top. Yelverton with it, left wing. Now back up top to Long. Drive, Euro step, glass, no. Rebound put back short, rebound by Allen. Red Hawks have it, over to Chambers. He'll push into the front court. Left wing, Ivy with it, gonna go baseline, drive through the lane. Karuchu, they're going to call a foul on Honora Karuchu, his first, team first. I thought he tied him up, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, and
Larry's a legend.
But I think if you're Monroe, you've got to keep trying to drive the basket. You don't settle.
Chambers, Conroy gets past him.
Yeah,
and called for walking.
I agree. But that's what you
got
to do.
That's my version of the Euro step of travel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting chippy again?
No, he took off a gold chain.
Oh.
Sorry, they let him on the court with it. Uniforms and all, the way they've been cracking down. Conroy with it up top between the circles, left side to Long, 2:20 to go here in the first. Porter Ridge up 9-2. Long with it, left side over to Cox. Garrett goes baseline. Hang, shot, glass, good. No good, I'm sorry. A late call. I honestly think he was waiting for it to see.
Yeah.
Foul's going to be on Ivy. His second.
His second? Yeah.
Team second. Cox up and good. I mean, I'm not saying the call was wrong. It was just late. It was like he was waiting to see the ball went in.
Right, I agree. He was definitely late.
And then Cox hit the ground.
I think it was a foul, but the way they've been calling this game, I wouldn't have been surprised if they didn't call it. Kind of rough out
Garrett,
there.
Garrett, the second one is good. 11-2, Porter Ridge. Pressure here by the Pirates. Chambers across the timeline. Right-handed dribble. Drive on the block. Pump fake by Allen. Glass and good. Micah Allen, just a freshman. Long across the timeline with a minute 52 to go here in the first. Porter Ridge up. Starts the five count as Long gets it left wing over to Conroy. Through the lane to Cox. Up, blocked from behind, right into Miss Nichols with the photographer over there. She's okay. And it'll be Porter Ridge ball. Karuchu will trigger it for the Pirates.
Possibly to his brother. It is.
To Dennis, back up top. Cox to Long by himself. Had the lane wide open,
yeah,
didn't take it. Lost his dribble up top to Conroy now with it. Conroy going to drive, kick into the corner, Long with it. Again, Monroe, I know they've only played one game with that defense. They do a good job, absolutely. Long with it up top, Chambers on him, right side Conroy. A deep three, front end, no good. Rebound by Simpkins. And you're right about, if you're going to settle for those deep threes.
I don't know, that's tough.
It's not like, you know, you have Chase Lowe, A.J. Cook, and Kyle Frazier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not a three-shooting team.
Yeah.
Young with the right wing. Under a minute to go. 11-4, Porter Ridge. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Young gets past Karuchu into the corner to nobody. Looking for Simpkins. Goes out of bounds. Turnover. Pirate ball with 46.4 seconds to go.
I mean, you obviously have Monroe off to a slow start here. I think that if you're Porter Ridge, you're a little bit – oh, we're not starting the clock. Oh, there we go.
Caruchu, and we've got called for steps here. Another late call.
I think you're a little concerned that you're not off to a better start than this, you know, because Monroe's definitely out of sorts.
Onur Caruchu out, Yelverton back in.
If you're Monroe and get a score here and you're only down 11-6 at half or quarter, not bad.
Chambers will bring it up left to right. Across the timeline. Slowly now, Conroy on him, left side with that dribble. Into the corner to Young. 30 seconds to go, back up top to Chambers. Dribble drive, down the lane. Floating layup, no good, Long with it. Long has got Cox on his wing. Nobody stops the ball, but finally Simpkins knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Porter Ridge ball with 20.3 seconds to go. And that's the loudest I've heard Coach Malone in a long time.
Yeah.
Caruchu, Dennis will trigger it. Up top to Yelverton. 18 to go, 17. No, well, there we go. I was going to say kick ball on the in, or on the in, trying to get it into that high post. 15.6 seconds to go. Cox will trigger it across from us. Up top to Long. Does he see the clock? 12. 10. He does. Right side, Yelverton. Rise, fire, three. Short, no good. Rebound by the freshman, Allen. Over to Chambers. Chambers down to two. He's got to get the shot off. He doesn't, and that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Porter Ridge 11, Monroe 4. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Matt Avery here, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Ryan Cook at my left.
Yeah, and, you know, you can definitely hear Coach Sal getting on his team hard. And you know, I like I said before, it has to be tough when you haven't played nearly as much. You said they played one game. You know, Porter Ridge played, what, 13?
Yeah.
You know, so it's tough. They got to get going. But both teams, you know, doing a pretty good job defensively. I'm not surprised it's low scoring. And it's definitely, I think, favors Monroe. So.
Yes, they've got to get their scoring, though. They've got to get that scoring
score
up.
More than four a quarter.
The
right?
Pace is favors them. And
yeah.
The defensive side of the ball, they've done a good job. I think they've given up 11, but the long threes that you alluded to, skip pass into the corner to Young. Nope, that's not Young. See, that's Jacoby Allen. No, that is Young.
You're right.
Put
yep.
his hair up. Sorry.
Yep. Maybe he can see better now.
Yeah. Simpkins up top almost has it stolen. Skip pass left wing Young. Jordan through the lane. Kick into the corner. A long two. Air ball missed everything. Yelverton battles for it. Simpkins has got it. Underneath the Chambers, and a foul is going to be on the floor. It'll be on Cox, I believe.
Yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, we're going to be in Weddington for Kings Mountain. That boys game should be pretty good.
It should be.
Kings Doing a little Mountain, research, Kings Mountain boys, they got a couple scores.
I know they beat Cox Mill, so
yep.
I mean, they can play.
They got three guys in double figures. The
that
girls game, not so much.
No, probably
Simpkins
not.
A long three, no good. Rebound Caruchu.
Dennis.
Over to Long. Long across the timeline. He wants a screen. He'll get it on the left side. He'll use it. Underneath the Cox. Pump fake glass. Too strong. Put back is good by the big man, Caruchu. 13-4 with just under 7 minutes to go here in the second. Up top to Allen. Now to Chambers. Left side back over to Simpkins now. They just totally left him
yeah.
on the block to Young. Up and good for Jordan.
They made that easy.
13-6. Long wants to push. Down the lane. Short. Caruchu battles for it. Chambers has got it. Chambers into the corner. Now back up top to reset. Young, NBA three. No good. Rebound. Simpkins, strong as an ox, but he's called for traveling. I think the cheerleaders make up for the crowd.
Yeah.
The other Caruchu, I know where Caruchu comes in, so.
I think if you're Monroe, you got to just keep trying to impose your will inside. You know, I mean, don't settle for the outside shots. This is not a shooting team.
And so if you're Porter Ridge, is that what you bring in the both? You got both Caruchu boys in there. Up, reverse layup, no good by Dennis. Rebound by Allen, now into the corner. Simpkins with it, hands off, over to Young. On the block. And he's stepped on the sideline. Oh, what we got? We got a foul. Yep, yeah, foul it is.
One of the Caruchus.
It's going to be on Onur.
That is his second.
Jacoby Allen comes in for the first time tonight. And that's one thing. Coach Sal does not go that deep into his bench. Right now, that's first sub.
Yeah, I think generally he doesn't.
Yeah, historically he really never right, has. Yeah. Simpkins will trigger it. Up top to Allen, now to Young. Right wing back to Simpkins. Left side, Ivy, pump fake, gets him in the air. Kick, Young, a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Caruchu, stolen away by Simpkins. Put back, no. Rebound by Yelverton. Skip pass on the block to Caruchu, loose ball. They are letting them hit each other big time.
They are.
Yelverton driving, a foul is called.
Yeah.
Offensive foul will be on Yelverton.
That's a pretty easy call.
But getting Caruchu the ball, the block. Lots of fouls tonight.
Agreed.
Letting them play. I think these same crew did the girls game, and they took that game off.
I would think they'd be ready to go this game.
Young will bring it up left to right. Gets past Cox, drive right to the glass. Shot, no, rebound. Onur, Dennis. Dennis Caruchu gets it to Conroy. Conroy wants to push. Drive, hang, shot, up and a foul. Bucket is for good for Jacob, and he'll go to the line for the bonus.
That's Ivy's third, if I got that right.
Yep. So Ivy's going to have to sit. That'll bring Chambers back in. Long came back in. Now we've got another. That's Elmore going to check in here. Elmore's going to come in, who outstanding wide receiver on the football team. He replaces Yelverton with 4:56 to go here. Coach Sal not happy with that substitution. If they'd let him in. Up and good for Conroy.
I was trying to figure out what he was upset about. I don't know.
16-6, 10-point lead for Porter Ridge. Chambers across the timeline.
A little 2-1-2 zone.
Kick ball by Long. It happened right in front of him, and he didn't have any idea what happened.
He looked around like.
Yeah, like. Young into the backcourt to Chambers. Across the timeline now with a slow walk. Left side over to Allen, back to Chambers. Into the corner, Young. Chambers on the block. Simpkins trying to get it underneath to Allen. Up to Okur. Up and good for Dennis Caruchu. Timeout, Monroe.
I think
18-6, and Coach Sal is livid.
We're going to hear it from Coach Sal here.
We'll keep it right here with 4:25 to go.
Am I the one in charge of going?
We are not governed by the FCC.
Beep. Beep. Wait, no. As I say, if I had to keep beeping, I don't know. But
Marvin Ridge girls win tonight over Nations Ford. A big win, 70-39.
Oh wow. Yeah, I think you're just seeing the inexperience from Monroe. I think that Porter Ridge is just a more confident team, on the offensive end for sure right now. And I think Monroe is just going to be very limited offensively. They're going to have to – their strength is going to be driving in, offensive rebounds.
But they're just, not, you know, they're not getting the calls when they do drive. I mean, the, the refs are letting them play.
Yeah.
Four fouls, right? What we got here? Four fouls in this quarter.
Yeah.
Between the two teams I've got on the board.
Well, I've got four on one and three on the other in the game so far, so not a lot.
Chambers will bring it up left to right for the Red Hawks. Across the timeline, skip pass to Young left wide. Simpkins on the block, up glass, no. Rebound goes out to Conroy, now to Long. Drive, hang, shot, too strong. I thought he was looking for contact.
Yeah.
Allen to the corner, back up top to Chambers. Stolen away by Porter Ridge, now Monroe's got it. Carucci's got it. Over to Conroy, 3:50 to go. Back to Long across the timeline. 18-6. Conroy with it, right wing. On the high post to Carucci. Onur, shot, fall away, no good. Air ball, throws it right off of Monroe. It's Elmore, good heads up play.
Yeah.
Allen, like, turned his back. And Coach, I think Coach Sal and Larry have got a, they just been chatting back and forth.
Yeah.
Long with it, lost his dribble, right side to Elmore. On the block, Carucci, the baby hook. No good. Rebound by Allen. Excuse me, that's Ivy. Nope,
no,
that's Allen.
Right. It was
Jacoby Allen. Back up top to Young, a long three. No good. Rebound. Elmore had it. Back up top, Monroe's got it. Allen pulled that one away. On the block. Up shot and good by Micah Allen. Back to a 10-point lead for Porter Ridge. Left side to Carucci. Back up top to Long. On the block and
he's
another
out of
off. Whoa, we're going to go player control. It'll be on Long.
They were all kind of looking around trying to decide, but I think he was out of control.
All three. These Cox back in. Carucci out. That's Onur.
They were all looking at each other, but I mean, I think they did a decent job of that.
So that Spider-Man meme, you all make the
same. Yeah, right. I kind of like it, though, because I mean, like they were going to argue. They wanted to be on the same page, and two of them were. And
high post to Micah Allen on the block. Up, Simpkins. Good.
And just like that, it's, you know, 18-10. Now,
that's one thing I don't like about this gym.
I always hated it. I don't think that makes any sense. I think that's terrible.
Timeout, Porter Ridge, 30-second timeout. And if you're Coach Malone, that's the first thing I would do. You got to make that a dark color.
Yeah.
Black.
So for the fans at home, and whether you're familiar here or not, but the center court line at this court is the hardest center court line I've ever seen. You can't do it to see that I've ever seen. we're sitting right here on the floor almost, and it's
outlined.
It's very tough
to light, see. It's a light stain, and then it's outlined in white. I mean,
that's super hard.
And it gets a darker stain towards you get to the middle where the PR is, but you've got to make that line something. Make it purple, make it black. Those are the colors. You got to do that.
I mean, like, all joking aside, my eyesight is getting worse, but, like, we're close, and I can't see it very well.
Simpkins will trigger it to our left. Monroe down 10 with 2:38 to go here in the second. 18-10, Porter Ridge leads. Young across the timeline. Cox on him, right side over to Allen. Back up top to Chambers. Guarded by Conroy. Gets past him. Drive, hang. Shot, no. Rebound by Conroy. He'll push up to Long. Long tried to force it. Cox into the corner. He's got a dribble. He can use it, but he goes up top to Long to reset. Left side over to Conroy. Long, pump fake, and he's called for steps. Turnover with 2:02 to go here, Monroe ball.
And again, I mean, this game has definitely been pretty much all Porter Ridge, but at 18-10, you know, I mean, it's not.
No, it's. But they're missing layups.
Yeah.
And now they're getting contact, but they're missing them. Allen has it knocked off of Cox. It'll stay Monroe ball. Young across the timeline with a minute 55 to go here. Right wing over to Allen. Now to Micah Allen through the lane. The freshman lost it. A late call.
He didn't think he went very strong there for what he could have done.
Well, if you go up with your left hand.
Yeah.
I know he's just 15 years old, but still.
They called that on Yelverton, I believe.
Yes, sir, they did.
To second.
That'll put Micah Allen, the freshman, at the line for two. First one up and good. Should I have a page on the website for the referees?
Maybe. We could rate them.
Second one gets the roll. 18 to 12.
We could rate them. We could have categories.
Cox quickly down, and he's fouled. That one, I think, is going to be on Simpkins. You're going to say while he was shooting, so Garrett Cox will go to the line.
What do you think? We could have, like, voting on, you know, the best and worst officials. We could have, like,
I'm afraid to open up that can of worms.
Best sense of humor, worst sense of humor. Remember the angry guy?
Yes. Yeah, we have not seen him this season yet. But we've got a lot of SEC games to do in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep.
Plus the tournament, the conference tournament is here this year
okay.
at Porter Ridge. Up and good on the second one, though, for Cox. 19 to 12, 7-point lead for the Pirates. Chambers across the timeline, left to right. Into the corner to Allen, a long three. Got it.
That's their first outside shot they've hit.
19 to 15, long. To Conroy on the block. Carucci up, lefty, no good. Rebound, pulled away. Monroe's got it.
Man.
And Simpkins and Carucci went at it.
I don't think that was ugly. Well, he's shaking his head yes. I don't think so. I think that's just an aggressive going.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it is, it's because they've let it get that way.
Yeah.
Since the jump. Regular old foul.
I agree.
Got a lot of refs here tonight. Not just the three in the striped shirts.
I think that's the right call.
I do too.
I don't think that's like a flagrant or like a whatever.
Simpkins at the line. Up and no good.
You know, still right here, you make this free throw and you cut it to 2 points before halftime when you really had almost nothing go right. They've hit one outside shot.
They had four at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
Simpkins, second one, he'll measure it, and that one is good. 19 to 16, long, got to be aggressive here.
17, I believe. Oh, was it 15? Okay. I think I saw through.
On the block to Conroy. Now into the corner. Jacob with it. Bounce pass up top to Long. 1:05 to go. Hands off to Yelverton. Skip pass. Conroy. Rise. Fire. Three. Short. Rebound by Allen, the freshman. And he almost threw it away.
He
gets it to Simpkins
did.
Over to Young. Young will push into the corner. Allen a three. Missed everything. Rebound by Conroy. Under 48 seconds to go. On the block to Carucci. Shot, glass, good.
That's
Onor, the big man. And just a brain fart, you could say, as he stepped over the end line when he was trying to pass the ball in.
I didn't even see it. I was writing it down.
So it'll be Porter Ridge basketball. Up 5, 21-16. Cox will trigger it. Cox with it above his head. On the block to Long. Back up top now with the dribble. Breaks him down to Conroy. Drive, kick, Cox back up top. 28 seconds to go in the quarter and a half. That's where you got to be. You don't see that.
You don't.
Pull up. Long, glass, no. Carucci, the putback is good. 23-16, 14 seconds. 13 down to 12. Young with it up top. Cox on him. Young, pull up. Got it with 3 seconds to go. Long will not get it off, and that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Porter Ridge 23, Monroe 18. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back
for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Halftime between Monroe and Porter Ridge boys. Porter Ridge up 23-18 over Monroe. Coach, scoring-wise, what have we got?
Well, so for Porter Ridge, we have Jacob Conroy and Onur Karuchu leading the way, each with six. Cox with five, Dennis Karuchu with four, and Long with two. So, you know, this is my first time seeing a decent amount of these guys, but definitely Long, and I know he's been a good scorer for them and very quiet.
Do you think it's because of the 2-3 matchup zone that they got running at him?
For sure.
He's not breaking anybody down. He's up the top of the key and stopping at the volleyball line.
Right. Like, I can see the quickness. You know, I can see that he's got the ability to penetrate.
He reminds me of Nate Tavares at Sun Valley, the same build.
Right,
and the way he handles the ball.
Fair to say. And he's really struggled to try to get anything against that zone. But I mean, everybody has. You know, it's 23 points at halftime, and this is not –
it's typical Monroe ball.
Right. That's not a coincidence, you know.
It's what you get when you got to play them.
Exactly. It's tough. And when you go against a team once or twice a year, you try to simulate it in practice, but your second team going to
– Well, it's like going against in football, like one of the academy schools where
exactly.
you don't see the triple option.
Exactly.
How do you prepare for it for 1 week?
And
we're
how
never going to see it again.
You know, I mean, you get your best second team guys to try to run it, and, you know, it's very tough.
Right.
So, for Monroe, Allen is leading the way with six, Simpkins with five, Young with four. And, oh, sorry, I got to get my Allen's. So it's M is
Micah.
Micah Allen leading the way with six.
And Jacoby.
And Jacoby Allen with three, Simpkins with five, and Jordan Young with four.
And that three that Jacoby Allen hit kind of gave them a little momentum as far as you said it right there on the broadcast. That's the first outside shot they've hit.
And that point, I think, cut it to – four or something like that, you know, and it's like anything could happen here. And then Porter Ridge had a stronger finish to the half, but still only leading by five when it seems like things went really poorly for Monroe. You know, now, to be fair, I don't think things went real well for Porter Ridge
either. No,
but
they turned the ball over. They took some bad shots. They weren't getting calls that they expected.
I think you're feeling, you know, as frustrated as you are if you're Coach Sal with a halftime offense, you're not feeling all that bad when you're down five.
Monroe, it'll be Allen, Young. It'll be both Allens, Jacoby and Micah. Young, Chambers, and Simpkins. And let's see what Coach Malone trots out for the Pirates. It'll be Conroy, Yelverton. It'll be Onur Karuchu and Long and Cox. So the starters are out for Porter Ridge. It'll be Pirate basketball moving left to right. Yelverton will trigger it. Long gets free, and then into the backcourt, he'll get it and bring it up. Chambers on him, picks him up midcourt. Outside on that left wing to Yelverton, back to Long, right wing back to Cox. Now to Long around the perimeter. Into the corner to Conroy. Three for Jacob is good. That would look like a play Weddington used to run. But instead it would be a lob for a dunk.
Yeah.
Instead it was into the corner for a three, and it's a 26-18 lead now.
That's how you want to start the half.
Chambers with it, left side over to Jacoby Allen. Now up top back to Chambers. Right wing to Young, on the block to Simpkins. Can't handle it, now he's going to go back up top to Young. Jordan Young, left side over to Allen. Into the corner to Chambers, guarded by Conroy. Drives baseline, layup, no, but he's fouled. It'll be on Conroy, and it'll be his.
His first.
First team first of the quarter.
And that's what you want if you're Monroe. You got to get it going to the basket and, you know, draw a foul, finish, whatever it takes. Rebound your own shots.
Don't forget tomorrow night, Kings Mountain at Weddington will bring you that game. And I believe they've got, is it all four games tomorrow?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
I think so.
No, because that first girls JV always seems, if it's sloppy, it pushes all the other games start.
Yeah.
First one no good. Second one is good for Chambers. 26-19, Porter Ridge. Long will bring it up left to right. 7 minutes to go in the third. Cox on the right wing. High post to Yelverton. Drive, hang, Long, no good. Rebound by Simpkins.
That's his fifth.
Chambers across the timeline. Simpkins on the block. Nobody got him the ball. He's wide open. Back up top to Chambers. Left side to Young. Guarded by Cox. Little pick and roll. Young doesn't like it. Pull up from 18, no good. Rebound, Carucci. Hit Long, his teammate, in the back of the head. Long with it across the timeline. With a screen. Uses it, pulls up, 18. Got it.
That looked good. That's the first jump shot I've seen hit.
28-19 with 6:20 to go. Chambers across the timeline. Conroy up on him. Got a dust bunny right there about midcourt. Just looked like a tumbleweed.
Maybe they can mark where the half-court line is.
Simpkins with it up top. Now to Allen. Jacoby with it. Right side over to Chambers. Monroe is patient. If there was a shot clock, they would use all 30 of it.
They'd be in trouble, yeah.
Foul's going to be on Cox.
That is Cox's second foul.
In the states that have the shot clock, what is it? 30, 45,
20? I don't
20?
Know that either. I don't know.
Well, Young down the lane. Layup. Got it. No foul. He looked for it. Porter Ridge quickly pushes. Long kick into the corner. Cox rise, fire three. No good. Rebound by the freshman, Micah Allen. Over to Young. Into the corner. Jacoby Allen wants to answer. No good. Rebound kept alive. Yelverton had it. Now he's got it back for Porter Ridge. Back to Young. Young lost the bounce pass off of Monroe. Carucci's hands. Red Hawk basketball.
Coaches are getting heated, huh?
I thought that was the correct call. First of all, it was a bad pass. He forced it.
Every time I think that Porter Ridge is kind of taking control, you know, here again, a score could get right back to five.
Simpkins will trigger. Into the backcourt to Young. 5:20 to go here in the third. Young across the timeline with a bounce pass to Jacoby Allen on that right wing. Up top to Simpkins. Trying to create some space here. With the dribble now, back to reset. Left side to Chambers. Things are continuing to be chippy underneath.
Yeah.
Allen on that right wing. Left side, Young, rise, fire three, no good. Rebound, a lot of old man pushing, like back just right below your kidneys, just a little push.
Yep.
When I see, Young, Carucci with three. No good, rebound by Allen. Stolen away by Cox. Put back, no good. Carucci with the rebound. Put back is no good. Rebound by Allen again. Stolen away by Cox and a late call.
So for Cox, that'll be his third.
Basket's got a lid on it tonight.
Yeah. They're battling in there.
They are. 28-21.
It's a grinder.
Young by himself has it lost. Stolen away. Carucci to Yelverton. Up to Long. A three on two. Long drive, hang. The window, no good. Put back, his own shot is good. 30-21 back to him. It's a 9-point lead, but it doesn't feel like that.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Chambers across the timeline. Left side to Young. A screen from the freshman. Double team. They chase him down. Now he gets it over to Allen. Jacoby. Near side to Chambers. Simpkins on the high post. Turn to face the basket. Now back up top. They swing it around. Right side to Young. Dribble drive. Slipped and fell down. Lost it. A three on one. Long and Cox. Drive, hang shot, no good. Could have got a goaltending right there because it slapped the backboard and it moved.
Yeah.
And then Young just fell down at midcourt. The floor is slippery right there for everybody. Left wing over to Young. Young with it. Dribble now, guarded by Long up top. Right side to Chambers. Conroy up on him. Left side to Allen, the freshman, left side. Back to Young from the corner. Got it for three.
You
got to
get something going outside.
Jordan
that
Young
helps.
32-24. Timeout, Porter Ridge. 3:09 to go here. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week, 32-24.
I think I
Coach
agree.
Coach Sal did not like that.
I wish I was watching. He's fun to watch. But I think the fans are right. I think let's wipe the floor. I don't know where they're falling. But
they fell at two different spots. Somebody fell at midcourt,
yeah.
And then Young fell at the free throw line.
You're right.
I don't disagree, but it. I think it was the purple shoes, to be honest. Not a fan. There's a throwback there for you. That's a throwback.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that was when the Big East was the Big East.
Yep. 3:09 to go here, 32-24, Porter Ridge up.
Your boy Chris Mullen.
Eddie Pinckney. When you think about the teams that weren't real big then, like Providence and BC had big-time NBA players.
Yeah.
And the year that your boys won the title, Providence was in the Final Four with Billy Donovan.
Yeah.
Delray Brooks, who was a former Hoosier.
Yeah.
At one time. I still haven't got to talk to you about the Kansas experience. I saw you on TV multiple times.
Did you?
Yes.
You see me yelling at Coach Self.
Yes.
And,
I saw Coach Self tell you to sit down and shut up, old man.
And, and I also yelled at, what's-his-face, Ostertag a lot.
Yes, Ostertag.
That's what I was calling him, actually.
Long with the basketball for the Pirates across the timeline. Up top to Yelverton, now to Conroy, now to Long. Careful with that pass to Yelverton, a three. Got it.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what, he's got range when he wants to shoot it.
That's a big shot right there. That's
35-24, back to an 11-point lead.
Can't get down very much if you're this Monroe team.
Young with it on the left wing. Allen, the freshman on the block, lost it to Conroy. Up to Long. Drive, hang, shot, glass and good. 37-24. Young with it. Rise, fire, three, got it. What's he got on the night?
12 on the night for Young.
Up top to Cox, Porter Ridge, now to Caruchu, makes space. Yelverton, another three. No good, rebound by Young. Gets it to Chambers in the corner. Back, Jacoby Allen, a three. No good, rebound by Conroy. Across the timeline, dribble through the lane, hands off to Long, won't take the three. Resets the offense with a minute 40 to go. Back up top to Cox, now to Conroy, lost his dribble, now to Long. A minute 30, splits the defenders. Caruchu on the block, hit by Young and a foul is called. Larry does sometimes interact with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. That surprises me.
He's not
me.
Afraid. Yeah, most referees don't acknowledge anybody up
like
there.
Older officials, I think, don't usually.
Up and no good by Caruchu. Simpkins back in. Micah Allen comes out.
He told in the Parkwood game, he told Coach Welch to go back and watch the film.
That's right. Second one no good. Rebound by... that's Ivy. First time he's bet back in. He's got three or four fouls, I believe.
Three, yeah.
Up top to Young. A minute 15 to go in the third. A screen. He'll use it. Create some space. Now back to it. He'll attack. Up, no good, but a foul is called. And Jordan Young will go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Yelverton.
That's his third. It's a little bit of foul trouble for Yelverton and Cox, each with three.
A minute seven to go in a 10-point lead. Young at the line. Up and good. Dennis Caruchu back in for his brother.
Both of them doing a good job on the boards. Onura with seven rebounds. Dennis with three.
Watch them box out right there. Watch it.
They're going to get ugly?
Yep. Yeah.
They go after it.
Yes,
and no
they
call.
Do. Nope. Over to Caruchu across the timeline. Drive, hang, layup is good. Took it right at him. 39-28. Young across the timeline. In the lane, pull up, 15, good. Jordan Young for another two. Long, drive, kick. Conroy, a three, got it.
You can't give him that. That's a 12 for Conroy.
42, leads the lead is 12 now, 42-30. On the block, up
nice
and
dip.
Good. Xavion Ivy for two. Cut the lead to 10 again. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Long across the timeline. 13, 12, 11, 10. He's got him. Young switches it. Up to Conroy, oh, a three. Got it. Let's it fly. Chambers, no. And at the end of three quarters of play, Porter Ridge 45, Monroe 32. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The final 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. And with things work out nicely, I'll be home by 8:45.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is early.
Maybe
isn't it?
9. 45-32 Pirates lead as we head into the fourth.
Hey, I won't complain about that on a school night. But so, yeah, Jacob Conroy has really come on in the second half. I mean, he has 15 points after three. He's hit four threes. But, you know, I think Porter Ridge is just playing better basketball right now. You know, I mean, they're taking better shots.
They're getting better shots.
Yeah, yeah. And Monroe just, you know, they struggle to put points on the board. And when you're down 13 right now, I mean, they have really got to come out strong to start this quarter.
Besides Young, who else scored in the third quarter? I can't think of.
Not much. Young had the nice assist to Ivy.
Yep, okay.
But that, you know, right, was a layup. Not much.
Oops.
Let's see. Young now with 15 as well, I believe.
Monroe with the basketball. Simpkins on that right wing. On the block. Up. Ivy up and good.
Yeah, you got to impose your will.
45-34. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Long with it up top to Conroy. Wants the three. Won't take it, though. High post to Long. Pull up from 15. Fall away, no. Carucci did not get away with that.
Yeah.
Old school right there.
Yeah. Hey, he probably gets away with it most of the time.
Oh, so. Yeah. Pressure here by Porter Ridge. Simpkins to Young. And Jordan will bring it up right to left. Across that timeline, Conroy on him closely at the free throw line. Leaves it underneath for Simpkins off his foot out of bounds. Turnover, Pirate ball. And pressure here by Monroe as Chambers takes Long all the way up full court. Across the timeline. Left side over to Cox. Skip pass to Long. He'll go baseline, pull up, blocked by Young. We're all referees in our own mind.
That's right.
Cox will trigger it. On the block to Carucci, who lost it. Now Chambers gonna run the break and ooh, they're going to call it on Conroy. I thought he kind of lowered the shoulder.
Yeah, it could have gone either way for
now,
sure.
Conroy may have slid into it, but I still think he lowered the shoulder for the contact.
Yeah.
I think he initiated it. But either way, fouls on Conroy. Larry Legend always teaching. Got to get your feet set, son.
Yeah.
Get him set, son. Up and good on the first for Chambers. 45. Carucci back in. That's Onur in.
For Dennis.
10-point lead now. Still, I mean, it's well within reach. We've seen that.
Definitely is, but again, you got to chip away if you're Monroe.
And watch the Okur and Simpkins going at it. That one was good. It's a 9-point lead over to Long.
Chambers, 3
for 4
from the line.
Pirates want to push. Cox, pump fake. Drive, pull up. Blocked by Young, kept it in bounds.
He is an athlete.
Into the corner. Back up top to Young. Long three for Jordan. No good. Rebound tracked down by Conroy and Simpkins. Throws it off of nobody. I'm sorry, they're going to say it'll stay Monroe ball. I was blocked out by the official.
That's not the shot you want when you net. You've cut it to 9. You can go to 7. You don't want to throw up a bad 3.
They inbound it to Young up top. Knocked away right to Ivy. Back up top to Young. Down the lane. Leaves it underneath for Simpkins. Up and good. 45-38. Porter Ridge.
Nice little dump off.
6:03 to go in the game. Conroy. Skip pass to Long. Back to Conroy. Right side over to Cox. They're confused.
Are they confused or tired or both?
I thought Ivy was confused. Long's going to drive. Leaves it off to Carucci, and a timeout is called by Coach Long.
I like that
timeout.
Yeah, I like that. They were out of sorts.
I think Ivy was confused on who to take, so he dropped off. And if Cox was more aggressive, he could have taken a jump shot. Either way, we're at 45-38 with 5:40 to go in the game.
Yeah, you know, I think this is the type of game we figured we'd see, and it's a good, close, competitive game. I think that if you're Monroe, that time runs down quickly. You know, more quickly than most teams are going to come out and score quick. So, got to make something happen.
Piedmont girls won tonight. That just in, 57-29. I don't know who they're playing.
I guess Miss Polk has been
She has
good.
Been very good the last, I'd say, well, the first part of the season. She's been excellent.
We were impressed with her footwork last year, right?
Yes. The way she... You know, you play with guys sometimes, they always seem to be in position every time on the block.
Yeah.
Whether it's offense or defense, getting rebounds and things like that. And that's what she does. When you go 20-20 one game, that's 20 rebounds for anybody.
Yeah.
That's a lot of boards.
Yes, that is good positioning and just wanting to get that rebound.
Yep. And you talk to any coach, and you've been a coach before, half of rebounding is wanting to go get the ball.
That desire
to go get it. Timeouts are adjourned, 5:40 to go in the game, 45-38. Porter Ridge, Pirates with the ball. Let's see who's going to trigger it. It'll be Carucci. Honor will trigger it, the sophomore. They get it into Yelverton quickly, up top to Cox. Near side to Long, guarded by Young. Double teamed, lost his dribble. That's 5-second violation, absolutely.
It's not what you want out of the timeout if you're the Pirates.
Not at all.
It's good defense by Monroe.
Alabama almost last night with that last play call out of a timeout?
Hey, Tommy Reese, Notre Dame's former OC, I'm not surprised. We were happy to see him go. Just like happy to see Parker go. Now we got someone to know what he's doing.
Young across the timeline, always comes back to Notre Dame. Into the corner. Kobe Allen with it up top to Chambers. Guarded by Cox behind the back. Right into the corner, over to Allen. Now up top to Ivy. Into the corner to Chambers. Back up top to Young. 5 minutes to go. Young, drive, hang, shot. Long, rebound, goes out of bounds. Off of Yelverton, it'll stay Monroe ball. Into the corner to Young, underneath Simpkins, up glass, good!
Strong finish.
Simpkins or Ivy?
That was Simpkins.
Okay, I was going to say. Or I did say.
Yeah, Young to Simpkins has been a nice little duo.
Long gets past Chambers. Going to burn some clock, up 5. Now back up top to Conroy. Conroy with it. Gets past Chambers, kick over to Long.
I know some people who would say we should have a shot clock.
Why? They're not stalling. Well, I mean, you saw my response is Long. The pull up, no good. Did you see Coach Lenahan's?
I did not.
He said just play better defense. Go out and get them.
This Young is interesting, meanwhile. 45-40.
4 minutes to go here in the game. Young with it, right wing over to Chambers. Back up top to Simpkins. Now to Ivy on the block, into the corner. Simpkins underneath, up, glass, good!
He's tough. He's tough. That's 11 points for him.
45-42, Porter Ridge. Skip pass to Long. Almost lost it. Up top to Yelverton. Yelverton. It's, are they underneath? Long, up, glass, too strong. Put back, it's there, it's Karuchu.
Got to box him out.
Onur was there for the putback.
That's 8 rebounds for him.
5-point lead. Chambers off of somebody's foot. It'll be Munro's ball with a timeout. Full timeout with 3:14 to go. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really like the combo of Young to Simpkins. Young has
just dropping it off to him.
He has 4 assists. I think they've really all 4 been to him. And, you know, they've been doing pretty much all the scoring for the Redhawks. Again, Simpkins with 11, Young with 15. But going back to Porter Ridge, I mean, Conroy was the hot hand, and I think Monroe, I'm sure Coach Sal said it after that end of the quarter. Three, you better get out on him. You
and
know,
they've done a good job on him,
and they have so far. So you know, we'll see. I mean, a 5-point game, got to get a bucket here, and you know they're going to start trying to take time. Porter Ridge is, and
3:14 left in the game.
You got to foul 5 times to get him shooting free throws. So,
so yes, Coach Lenahan's little rebuttal. He involved himself and just said, "Play better defense. Go out and get them."
Yeah.
And the question, no one wanted to answer the question I said, was all these tweets that these other media people are tweeting out are not from the state of North Carolina. Tell me a game that happened in the state of North Carolina where someone held the ball this season.
Yeah.
Nobody can answer me. Simpkins will trigger it. Into the corner to Young, guarded by Conroy. Wants to go baseline. He does. Underneath, glass, got it.
He just
bullied him down on the block.
Yeah, he just willed his way in there.
47-44, back to a 3-point lead. Conroy across the timeline with it. Guarded by Allen. He wants somebody to come help him. Conroy gonna dribble drive kick. Cox a 3, no good. Rebound by Simpkins. Over to Young. Young, left side. Chambers, baseline cut off, stolen away by Long. And he's fouled. That's just frustration right there.
Yep. Whoa.
And Coach Malone is well out on the court. Yeah. Not happy, I think, with that shot selection on that previous possession. Ziggy Harris in for the first time tonight. Out comes Garrett Cox.
Didn't he play a decent amount last year?
Or? He did.
Yeah.
He played a decent amount the first part of the season. Harris across the timeline. He'll go right to the rack and lost it off his foot. Out of bounds, Munro ball.
Interesting.
Yeah, Coach Malone's only played, what, 6 tonight? The other Karuchu is the only one that's played off the bench, if I'm not mistaken. Chambers across the timeline. Munro down 3 with 2:15 to go here in the fourth. They get it to Young. Young, pull up from 15. Long gets the roll. Coach Sal could not get a timeout. He wanted one. He didn't get it. 47-46.
Tell him next time they score, he wants one.
And did you curse us before the game
the overtime
started?
I might have.
Timeout, Coach Malone of the Pirates. With 1:50 to go in the game. Porter Ridge up 47-46. 30-second timeout. Porter Ridge has scored 1 point, excuse me, 2 points in this quarter so far.
Wow.
It was 45-32
yep.
going into the fourth. It's 47-46.
And it doesn't happen super fast with Monroe. I mean, we know that. But they've chipped back slowly but surely. So I'm definitely telling my defense here to be overly aggressive because they're going to try to hold it.
Right.
So I'm going to tell them, you know, a minute 50 is a long time, but I'm going to come out and really, really pressure and foul.
So possession will be to Porter Ridge if there is a jump ball. And they will inbound it on the far side of the court. Yelverton will trigger it. A minute 50. They're saying that they're gonna go long. They do, Chambers does. And they go get it. Long will bring it up. Chambers will pick him up right at midcourt. Left side. Lost his dribble and
now there's your
the call?
No, you don't want a technical right now.
No, who was
team.
I didn't was it Long?
Long and Young, right? Or Long and was it Long and Ivy? Or I mean Chambers, I don't know.
Well, that possession was Porter Ridge. This time Conroy will trigger it.
So you get one do-over if you're Porter Ridge.
Into the front court to Long. Double team.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And
oh.
He's fouled from behind by Young.
Now Young thought he did. He didn't argue that.
Because he did bump him. But it's how much of the bumper you're gonna give me.
Right. That's their second foul of the quarter.
This time the ball will be underneath the basket. Conroy again. So you got both Karuchu brothers in there. Conroy will trigger it. In to Onur. Now up top to Long. Now to Conroy. A three. No good. Rebound by jump ball is called Monroe ball.
Yep.
That was Yelverton and Simpkins battling for it. I thought Yelverton went over the back.
I did too. They don't ever call that, though.
Jump ball is called Monroe ball with a minute 26 to go. And they could have their first lead of the night. Is that right?
Could be.
Simpkins with pressure here. They get it to Young. Conroy will back off a little bit. And stop about midcourt and now get him. Right side, knocked away off of Karuchu. Got it lucky with that one.
Yeah.
Kind of a lazy pass. A minute 13 to go in the contest. Simpkins will trigger it. Karuchu's got some long arms.
Yeah, he
into
does.
Into the backcourt to Young. Jordan across the timeline slowly. Right-handed dribble. Conroy on him. Left-handed side now with the drive. Stops at the free throw line. Up under glass. No. Rebound by Karuchu. And he throws it out of bounds.
I think it was deflected.
No, they're saying it's Monroe ball.
I thought it was deflected. But
just hold it and let them swing in it.
Yeah.
Under a minute to go. 56 and a half seconds. Chambers into the backcourt. Clock is ticking. Let's move it. 47-46 Porter Ridge. Chambers with double screen. Guarded by Karuchu. He'll drive and a foul on the floor.
That's a good
on
foul.
On the floor.
It's a right
it'll
call.
It'll be on Karuchu. You're correct.
Right call and a good foul.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd give up another one still. I would want my guys to be overly physical right now.
Simpkins will trigger it.
Overly physical. If you foul, no big deal.
Now, this is where you got to watch Young and Conroy.
Yeah.
You bullied them earlier on the block. Going to go all the way out top to Allen. Jacoby with it. Now to Young. A screen. Skip pass to Chambers. On the block to Simpkins. Glass. Too strong. Rebound by Dennis Akur. Karuchu with it. Over to Long. 30 seconds to go. 27. 26. Up top to Conroy. 23. Now to Long. And the foul is called.
I cannot believe he missed that layup.
Coach Saul wants a timeout.
Red one. Is that what that was?
30-second timeout with 19.4 seconds to go. And Simpkins is wearing it on his face.
Yeah.
He is not happy with that.
That's tough.
I mean, no, you're right, Coach.
He and Young have carried him this game, and then you don't want any. You can't ask for anything better than that, and he just missed a bunny.
And the ones that you've hit all night. I mean, that duo right there, you said it earlier, the Young and Simpkins duo has been strong, getting them buckets when needed. 19.4 seconds to go. Porter Ridge up one, 47-46. It's a little early to start singing that.
It is in a one-point game.
In 19.4 seconds. So Yelverton will inbound at midcourt into the front court side, though. But the way they've got it lined up, into the backcourt, that's a good play.
Yeah.
To Conroy, and he's fouled immediately with 16 seconds to go. We'll do it again. Yelverton will trigger. They've got Dennis Onor Canutru at midcourt. Dennis back here. He'll set the screen. They get it to Long. Long, baseline. Just dribbles out top and is fouled with 11.4 seconds to go. Fouled again by Young.
And, you know, this is, again, where...
His fourth?
No, it's third, I think, isn't it? Is that what she said?
Jordan's got four, correct? Jordan's got four.
Oh, yeah.
Long at the line. Up and good.
And,
what's this thing these kids do?
Ice in his veins, whatever. You know, this is where it's tough not being a three-point shooting team because, you know, you're still
Young's
still
the one
this.
Who's hit them tonight.
Yeah. Well,
Allen had one, and Young had one. 48-46, long up and good. And Coach Malone calls a timeout before any time gets knocked off the clock. Full timeout with 11.4 seconds to go.
Oh, yeah.
Porter Ridge up three.
I definitely agree, like what the coaches are saying over here. I mean, he should foul here. What you want to tell your team here is foul them after they've taken a few dribbles or whatever, you know.
Tomorrow night, Kings Mountain at Weddington. We'll bring you that game at a roughly about. The girls' game will start around 6:30-ish.
Yeah, I would think so.
And then the boys will follow. And then Friday night, Porter Ridge at Marvin Ridge to open up Southern Carolina Conference play. We'll bring you that one. And that both games, boys and girls, should be good.
Yeah, so what are the matchups? I guess Weddington doesn't play a conference game
until next week.
Yeah.
Sun Valley. Because you got Kings Mountain and then
East Mac.
And then Sun Valley plays Corvin on Saturday in some kind of little mini tournament. Because Piedmont left the conference, that everyone loses a conference game, so you don't start the conference season. You kind of do it when you want.
Yeah.
Either this week or next. Simpkins will trigger it. They get it into Chambers.
Side fouling about right now.
Chambers, and they do, right there at midcourt. And it'll be on Long. And that knocks off down to 8.7 seconds to go, about 4 seconds. So you don't want to foul them now.
No. Well,
because
you're shooting. But yeah, I know.
You're right about that.
I see
what you're doing.
A lot of people, I don't know.
Off of Carucci, 8.1 seconds to go.
A lot of
Monroe
people,
ball.
A lot of people say yes.
Because you're shooting two. It's not bonus, right?
Right.
It's two, so.
You have to make one and miss the next one.
Up top to Young. They inbound it. Conroy on
him. He is fouling.
And
no,
he did before the three. Before the three. Before the three.
Yeah.
Good call.
So he was fouling on purpose.
A lot of referees in this gymnasium.
Yeah.
A lot of them sitting behind us.
Yeah.
49-46 with 5.2 and Jordan Young at the line.
He's 1-for-2 from the line tonight.
Up and good, get the roll.
Now, do you miss
timeout
here?
Timeout, Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to miss it. right?
I don't like that, coach.
Isn't it? Or what?
You're telling a kid or an adult at any level something that they've been taught since they were seven, miss on purpose. That's hard to do. I'm not saying you can't. But,
I mean, I guess the
Porter Ridge does give you the better opportunity, right?
Yeah. Porter Ridge is big and strong. So they rebound pretty well.
If you make this, then you have to foul immediately on the inbound.
Yeah.
If you miss it, it gives you a chance.
Right.
And the way they've been battling, letting them play underneath, what do you do?
I got to think that Coach Sal's going to have him miss it, and I think I'd have him miss it. Because, like you're saying, I mean, I guess
so how you miss it? Front end, or you go strong? Not, like, whip it, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You shoot it off the backboard on purpose.
Yeah.
You don't want to front end it.
It's
Cause
so
you,
hard.
Because also, you can't get the – You
right.
have to wait till it's the.
It's so hard.
I know.
And how
that's
many
what
times do you see that, and like they'll miss everything, and then, you know, like.
That's what I mean. They're taught. You're taught.
You don't practice how to miss it.
No.
You know, like, and.
Because that screws up your regular free throw.
I mean, I suppose if you make it, then you can really, you try your best to get an inbound steal. You know, I mean.
49-47, 5.2 to go with one shot remaining. Jordan Young at the line. Does he miss on purpose? Ooh, up, no good, rebound, Caruccio, and he's fouled immediately.
I don't know if he missed it on purpose or not.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he did, that was a good miss.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Simpkins on there, those two were battling. So, Onur Caruccio at the line with 3.8 seconds to go, and the Pirates are up two.
He's had himself a nice night, 8 points and 10 rebounds, but he is
with
0
the start.
He is 0 for 2 from the free throw line, FYI.
Made you eat those words, son.
There we go.
That one was good, 3-point lead.
One more for him here, and he has a double-double.
If he makes this, just run away from everybody. Just walk to the locker room.
Yeah.
Up, no good. Rebound by his brother. Put back is good. 52-47, it's a final.